Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Welcome, one and all. It's that time again.
What, like 8 o'clock?
It's very near 8 o'clock.
Oh, good.
How are you, everybody?
Oh, crap. It's 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
I gotta take my pills. Hang on.
Which pills are these?
You know.
Oh, right, because come, you know, like 10 o'clock, red light go on.
All right, I'm good.
Wow.
They were right over there.
Damn, Mac.
Well, I'm not that good yet, but.
I beg to differ. Welcome, everybody, to Tapes and Scouts. I hope you're all doing well for once.
Yeah, you know what? Times are rough enough. We're going to wish you well.
Yeah.
Even you.
Even you with the hook hand.
And the lizard eyes.
Ah, the lizard eyes. You know, I love re-listening to those episodes, and I was driving with my window down. It was a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
The irony was not lost on me. So, Max, there's lots of movies we can talk about, but first, I feel like we should say, hi, Dan.
Hi.
Dan, you had a baby.
One baby.
You created one baby life. Good job.
Yes.
And congratulations. We haven't spoken of this on podcast, I don't believe.
No.
So, happy babying.
Yeah.
And a cute kid.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Looks like a nerd to me, right?
Well, I mean, Dan's raising it.
Yeah, kids do.
Save it, Natalie.
Yeah.
She's just going to be like, that's fine.
Yeah, she's probably right.
Yeah, it's pretty
easy. She knows.
Yeah.
Mama know best.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so, Dan, awesome.
Woo.
Kid. Woo. Kid. Also, Trinity Bible Church will be our sponsor again today.
Who else could save the children?
Who else will save the children? I hear hell is for children. That's what Pat Benatar told me.
Mm, good call.
And she purdy, so I listened to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. But yeah, Padre and Trinity Bible Church, they're online. You can find them. It's comforting. They, their viewership went through the roof once we plugged them, so I'm plugging them again.
Whoa.
Yeah, man. Yes. So go check out Padre. He has excellent jokes. He will tell you at least one that is inappropriate for a priest to tell.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. You want to go first or you want me to go first?
I would like for you to go first. You're doing such a good job.
Well, then I will.
Please.
Then I will. I'm not even going to argue with you. I will. My first movie, and there's a theme between both my movies.
Ooh.
Which I don't normally take the time. You know? I don't usually line things up, but there is a theme.
Good.
And that theme would be blaxploitation.
One of my favorite themes.
And we're going to 1977 first, and we're going to Petey Wheatstraw, the devil's son-in-law.
Hmm.
Have you seen this one?
I have not. I know the name.
This one. Pretty awesome,
yeah.
Right? So I watched this on June 24th of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Your IMDb minutes, 1 hour. Your Trinity Bible Church minutes.
Thank you.
1 hour, 34 minutes.
Whew.
Almost bad. I can't take reins. Sorry, Padre. Your Trinity Bible Church genre is... They love blaxploitation over there. Blaxploitation, comedy, fantasy, horror, which is not the most common combo.
I heard Jesus loves all the exploitations of the world.
Equally.
Yeah.
That's pretty...
They're precious in his sight.
It's pretty epic.
Yeah.
Directed by Cliff... Oh, my God. What word did I write? Rogemare?
Sure.
Look, it's not a common name. Just Google it, right? Starring Rudy Ray Moore,
whew,
Jimmy Lynch, Leroy Daniels.
Mm.
Your Trinity Bible Church movie summary. After being murdered by his rivals, Petey Wheatstraw is resurrected in exchange for marrying the devil's daughter, the world's ugliest woman.
Hmm.
Yeah. This is a fun blaxploitation movie because Rudy Ray Moore insists on getting all that bad karate in.
Loves it.
That doesn't quite land good.
Yep.
And I'm sure they like employed a lot of up and coming actors. Like these people don't know karate. They don't know how to take a punch.
Nope.
But that being said, the movie's still really fun.
Yeah.
The devil is strange. He's usually just a dude.
Yeah.
You normally don't see him. Too scary. And the hook of his daughter being the ugliest woman in the world, you don't get to see her face till the end.
Mm, that's fun.
Once you do, she is ugly.
Nice. I like that.
The effects. It's worth seeing this movie just to see the effects on how ugly they made this woman that is the devil's daughter.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a very cool story. Petey gets murdered because he's in a rival takes him out because he's affecting their attendance to a show. He does like comedy or something.
Huh.
And they're like, oh, we can't have Petey Wheatstraw in here. He's going to, you know, take all our people. We need to take him out.
Wow.
So they take him out. and they end up murdering a bunch of people who don't deserve it. They actually shoot a bunch of people at a funeral. That's
harsh.
It's a big no-no. So he makes the deal with the devil, and he's like, ah, figure it out later.
Yeah.
Well, he...
Petey.
Oh, Petey. You don't ever make a deal with the devil, buddy. No.
You know who wouldn't stand for that? Trinity Bible Church.
Trinity Bible Church does not approve of you making deals with the devil, even if they sound good. Even if he's like, this is my best deal ever, don't do it.
No.
It's a trap.
Yep.
My bullet points... Wow, I talked a lot without even going over my bullet points.
You have. You're very excited.
I'm so excited. My goodness, that theme song is my first bullet point.
Mm.
It's a song about Petey Wheatstraw, and it's just amazing. Petey is confident he can outsmart the devil in the end. Some kung fu looks good, but most of it does not, and the movie is just fun.
Yep.
Trinity Bible Church, they gave it a pretty good score over there at the church. They gave it 6.3.
Oh, nice.
It's not bad.
No, that's pretty good for them.
Rotten
Tomatoes.
Critics score. I didn't do it. Dan's like, don't do it. Don't do it. Rotten Tomatoes. Critical score. They don't have one. Nobody watched it.
Wow.
The audience, 54% over of a, just about 1,200 people.
Ain't bad.
I gave it a 5.5.
Sounds like you're right in line with that.
Yeah, it's good. It's not the greatest thing you'll ever see, but it's a fun and different example of the blaxploitation genre.
Very cool.
Take us elsewhere.
Well, my movie couldn't exist without your movie.
Oh, really?
Yes, my movie is 1987's Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Do, 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 do.
That's right.
Do, 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 do.
I watched this in March before, well, just kind of right before. I mean, like, right before it's got in a whew, before everything went completely to hell.
I thought that was your curtain sound effect.
It was. That's a curtain being, like, open.
Oh.
And hell breaking out, because there's no Petey Wheatstraw here. Can't stop things, so.
No.
The Trinity Bible Church minutes, 1 hour and 43 of them. The genre is action comedy. It was directed by the late, great Tony Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And it stars Eddie Murphy, Judge Reinhold, Brigitte Nielsen, all your favorites, Ronnie Cox.
Is Balky in this one?
He is not.
He's in 3.
He is in 1 and 3.
1 and 3.
Yes.
He didn't have time for 2.
He didn't have time for 2.
He's too busy being a perfect stranger.
He really was.
Fair.
One of my favorite TV theme songs of all time.
Oh my God, so good.
It is.
Can we listen to it when we're done?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
So for our Trinity Bible summary, Axel Foley returns to Beverly Hills to help Rosewood and Taggart investigate Chief Bogomil's near-fatal shooting and the series of alphabet crimes that are associated with it.
Yeah, I haven't watched this one in a long time, but I know I enjoyed all 3 of these movies.
There are 2 and 2 is, I think, where it's not as good as 1, right? Like, 1 came out of nowhere and it was, like, actually, like, a really good movie.
Yeah, 1 is super good.
And 2 is, like, it's pretty good. It's basically 1 again. We just up the stakes. We up the Tony Scottness because Martin Brest directed the first one. Tony Scott directed the second one. And he just Tony Scotted himself all over it, as he does. He loves, if you're not familiar with Tony Scott, he's director of such hits as, like, True Romance, Top Gun, these big, loud, bombastic movies is very much his style. Brother of Ridley Scott.
Ooh.
And just big, bombastic, big style. Movie Domino.
Okay, yeah.
Very much a late film of his. And it's just, he's so stylistic and so hyper kind of colors and contrasts and loud, jarring things and big, gigantic soundtracks. And it kind of is that. It's got nice. That all over it. It is very similar in structure. He has to go there for some reason. He's a fish out of water. He does funny stuff. It's very like a predecessor to Psych for people out there who are familiar with Psych. Where they're kind of like running like, I'm like pretending to be a person. You know what I mean? And I'm going to do this to try to like sneak my way into somewhere.
And then he goes,
he does the laugh.
Love it.
And it's just a ton of fun. I put down here very similar to Beverly Hills Cop, but a bigger, flashier version. So therefore, it's amazing. everything about it's so great. I think it's just mostly I watched Beverly Hills Cop and Beverly Hills Cop 2 and not so much 3, but later on. But as a kid, I watched 1 and 2 a lot because my dad liked them. And I just love the characters are so much fun. Like Axel Foley is like the only real cop. All the guys in Beverly Hills are just very much like by the book kind of ticket writers. Or you have Judge Reinhold's character who's like a little kid with a gun.
Right.
And they really ham that up in 2. And it's really good. It is very milquetoast in terms of storyline. There's not much really going on. The villain kind of sucks. Just not a ton of fun. Gilbert Gottfried's in this one, though. He has a little bit part that's fantastic.
Nice.
It's just a blast. It's not there's not a lot of substance here. It's very much your popcorn cinema.
Okay.
Everybody's got their guilty pleasures, like that kind of thing, and this is definitely one of mine.
Absolutely. Well, this is one of the better examples of that, I think.
Yeah, I think so. IMDb, sorry, Trinity Bible Church.
Oh, boy.
We both did it.
I know.
Trinity Bible Church gives us a 6.5 out of 10. So does IMDb, oddly enough. That's why I got confused. That same score.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that happens.
You know, the Trinity Bible Church tells IMDb what to do.
That's what I thought. I just didn't want to get into this whole Illuminati thing.
Look, I wasn't going to bring it up that Padre was the leader of some secret sect, but he is. Mm. And be nice to him. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Get over there and listen.
You better listen.
Get over there and listen.
Get over there and listen.
Please, where lives depend on it.
Yes.
Rotten Tomatoes critical score, 47% over 32 critics who went back to review it. We need to get on here. We need to get here badly.
Yeah, I keep seeing this. I don't like it.
You guys got to rate and review us. Please, please, please.
That's right.
And we can do that. Audience, 57%, 276,219 people. Everybody is wrong.
But me. That's right.
7.5 out of 10 for this one.
Heck yeah.
Because it's such a blast.
You're a blast, buddy.
Yep, so are you. Ooh. So is Trinity Bible Church.
Yeah, they're always blasting off over there. But
they are.
Well, let's blast off to more adventure.
Please.
It's not a space movie. That would have been a great segue.
It really would have.
But it's not, because we're sticking with blaxploitation.
Oh, okay, good.
This movie is from 2017.
Mm.
I picked it because of the title, because it seemed like it was homaging blaxploitation.
Okay.
This movie is called Bloodsucker Jones versus the Creeping Death.
Wow. That's quite a name.
It's a pretty good name.
It is.
And I looked at it and I go, well, if it's not good, it's going to at least entertain me with a name like that.
Certainly. Uh-oh.
What?
There's a dramatic pause.
I'm sorry.
I was going to at least entertain me with a name like that. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Sorry, I'm tired. I need more oxygen than normal.
Oh, okay.
I watched this on June 25th-ish.
Okay.
Your Trinity Bible Church minutes, 1 hour 36 minutes. Your genre, comedy horror, directed by Justin Armau.
Hmm.
Starring Preston Gant, Maria Canapino, I think, and Jessica Derricks. Your Trinity Bible movie summary.
Hmm.
This movie didn't have one.
Whoa.
So I wrote one.
Oh, this is not the first time this has happened.
Yeah, it's just so strange to me to think your movie's on IMDb. Just write a summary for it.
Yeah.
So, gentlemen, don't worry, I got you. This is what I wrote for Trinity Bible Church. First of all, this is a sequel. I didn't know that.
Oh, wow.
In this sequel, Bloodsucker Jones and his friends must battle zombies, weight gain, and tumbleweeds as they attempt to save the world from certain doom.
Hmm. Weight gain.
Weight gain.
Okay.
And the tumbleweeds.
Hmm.
The tumbleweeds crack me up.
Oh, that's an interesting thing to throw in there.
They make you fall down.
Oh, that's fun.
Because they blow wherever the wind go.
That's interesting.
I had no idea this movie was a sequel at all. There is a Bloodsucker Jones 1.
That's interesting. I knew Beverly Hills Cop 2 was a sequel.
That's smart. They put a number in there.
That's right.
This one, what it did, though, that I liked, they did little animated little thing at the beginning to catch you up on everything that happened in the first one, literally in the first couple seconds. So I'm like, did I miss something or is this a sequel? And then I looked it up. I'm like, it's a damn sequel.
That's interesting.
But it was an interesting enough premise. I was like, I'm still in.
That's cool.
They told me what happened.
Sure.
Which is, you know, a complaint I always have with comics. Like, just tell me enough so I can jump in.
Please.
Your bullet points. Amazing comedy style. Awful movie.
Okay.
The director is clearly a character who gets too much screen time. No Rotten Tomato page at all.
Uh-oh.
The first movie does have a page, but it has no ratings.
Okay.
There are some drug dealer characters in here that are super funny.
Nice.
Very, very funny, and they help move things along a little bit.
That's cool.
And my final note that I put here is I want these guys to form a, you know, Mr. Show or Kids in the Hall style group and just do comedy because they have really good delivery, really good style. This is not a good movie.
Just kind of bogged down by the fact there's a whole movie they had to make.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. with that in mind, basically what it is they're zombies, and Bloodsucker Jones fought vampires or something, and now he's going to take them on. And it's just so incredibly silly. And they talk about different tropes, like they find this warrior woman along the way, and they're like, ah, oh, she does that cool hair thing when she flips her hair over. She's going to be a great warrior. And they're like, go fight them. And she just gets mauled.
Nice.
She does absolutely nothing.
That's pretty cool.
So there's all kinds of dumb little things that I truly do appreciate. But the movie, I'm not going to waste your time talking about this one.
Okay.
But I was happy I got to write a summary for them. So,
yeah, good for you.
IMDb.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them. Trinity Bible Church score. Mm-hmm. They're very opinionated on movies like this. They give it a 5.8. They're like, it's a film. Again, no Rotten Tomatoes. Either way, I gave it a 4.0.
Okay.
It's a movie. That's about it. But if you were to check it out, there's a couple cool things that they decide to do, and the comedy style. These guys need to get a show. These guys would be great for like a Quibi.
Nice.
Do a Quibi, guys. I like your humor. I like you guys, not this movie, but I like you guys.
That's fair. I think that's fair.
I think so. Take it home.
Okay. I watched a movie from 2010. I watched it in March of this year.
Okay.
It is called Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
He does fight that whole world, doesn't
he? The whole world in his hands. Kind of like somebody else. I can't remember their name. If I went to Trinity Bible Church, I could probably remember.
I think you would be able to figure it out if you went. We'll have to go.
Probably. It is 1 hour and 52 Trinity Bible Church minutes, and the genre is comic book, because that's what I'm calling it.
Dang right.
Directed by one of our favorites, Edgar Wright.
Edgar Wright, great.
So good. Starring Michael Cera, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Ellen Wong. We have Jason Schwartzman in here. Aubrey Plaza's in here.
Chris Evans.
Yep, Anna Kendrick. Rory Culkin.
So good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So good in this.
I agree. The movie summary provided to us by our great, great Trinity Bible Church. Scott Pilgrim must defeat his new girlfriend's 7 evil exes in order to win her heart.
It's beautiful, man.
It's nice. It's concise. Just everything you want. And
you
get over at Trinity Bible Church.
Thank you, Padre.
Bullet point thoughts on this movie provided by me.
Mm-hmm.
Because they let me do that.
Well, they are.
Giving.
Know, very giving.
This, now I'm going to... Here we go.
I'm ready? Yes.
You ready for me to throw down?
All right,
this may be one of, if not the... best adaptation of a comic book to film of all time.
I agree.
It's so well handled visually, character development wise. It takes pieces from the comic and it feels like at times you're like jumping between panels.
Yeah.
It's really takes advantage of what O'Malley was doing with the book. It's so well loved. The music is very thoughtful, using like Metric and bands like that to help bring it to life. The original music they recorded was great. It's all so well addressed across the board. It's Edgar Wright.
It's one of his best.
It really is.
It's so good. It is exactly like the comic. I read volume one of that recently, and I'm like, with the exception of jokes that are clearly talking about Marvel and DC properties,
yeah,
everything else is that movie verbatim.
Yeah.
It's really well done.
I agree. It's so smart. The fight choreography, unlike your film,
yeah,
your Rudy Ray Moore choreographed film.
Sorry, Rudy.
Yep. Is fantastic. He does such a good job. Every fight scene feels unique and different and interesting. Every casting in here is just so much fun. Allison Pill as Kim, all the way to Brandon Ralph.
Oh, he's so good in this.
He's so good.
Is it Diedrich Bader?
No, it's Thomas Jane. Is the vegan police? Is that what you're talking about? It's him and the guy from Pacific Rim. But I can't remember his name.
Diedrich Bader is really good.
He is excellent. A great Batman as well.
See, maybe that's where my brain's going.
Batman the Brave and the Bold?
Yeah.
This movie is so much fun. It's just, you can't do much better. Energy-wise, through the whole movie, it's great. Michael Cera is such a good, you have such a good love-hate relationship with Scott Pilgrim that you're like, that's exactly how you're supposed to treat Scott Pilgrim as a character. It's just awesome. Like, there's so little bad I can say about it.
And Michael Cera's kind of that way in real life.
Yes.
Right? So he's a good casting.
He's perfect casting for it. It's just great. IMDb gives this 7. Sorry, who the hell's IMDb?
I've heard of...
I feel like the devil's brainwashing me.
Oh, man, we better finish this up so we can, like, douse you in holy water.
We need a sermon. Pretty bad.
I'll call Padre.
Yeah, please do. Trinity Bible Church score. Again, they're the same. That's the problem I have.
Right, no. It's not a problem.
He forgives. He does. He is a very forgiving soul. 7.5 out of 10 from both of them. Rotten Tomatoes critics 270 critics gave this 82%.
Okay.
Audience, 141,561 people gave this 84%.
All right. Yeah.
Which is pretty strong across the board for all of these scores.
That makes me happy.
I again come in over the top of everybody. I give it a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, the movie's so good.
It is.
It's really good.
It's excellent.
Excellent, bro.
Totally.
Whoa. Bye, Padre.
Bye.
I love you, Padre.